next item is conditional use number 1791, Tidewater Utilities Incorporated.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1791 for Tidewater Utilities Incorporated for a central drinking water facility based upon the record and for the following reasons. Them being, one, the proposed facility benefits the health, safety, and welfare of the current and future residents of the area and will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties. The applicant has been issued a certificate of public convenience and necessity to serve the area by the Public Service Commission. Three, the proposed facility is appropriate to provide public water to an area where several residential developments are planned and approved. Four, the proposed site is appropriate and had originally been planned as the site of a central wastewater treatment and disposal site as part of an approved MRRPC prior to that project being included in the Sussex County sewer system. Five, the location and proposed use are in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Six, the proposed use will be subject to these following conditions, them being all improvements for central water distribution, including wells, pumps, treatment, and storage facilities, shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the requirements of the Delaware Department of Health, Public Service Commission, Department of Natural Resources, Environmental Control, and any other governmental agency with applicable jurisdiction. B, the water storage tank shall be an on-ground tank not exceeding 29 feet in height. No elevated water tower shall be constructed on site. C, there shall be a landscape buffer surrounding the entire site, including the water storage tank. The landscaping shall be of sufficient density and height to screen the plant from view of neighboring properties and the county road. A landscape plan showing this buffer shall be submitted as a part of the final site plan review. Additionally, all generators and equipment shall be located inside of structures, and the structures housing the generators shall be designed to reduce noise caused by the operation of those generators. Unlighted signage shall be permitted to identify the operator of the plant. No signs shall be permitted on the water tank. The buildings associated with this use shall appear to be agricultural or residential style buildings. Any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine onto neighboring properties or county roads. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1791, Tidewater Utilities Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.